former Wallaby star Israel Folau has 72 hours to decide if he'll appeal Rugby Australia's decision today to terminate his multi-million dollar contract. An independent panel earlier ruled the devout Christian's posting of hurtful comments about homosexuals on his social media accounts amounted to a high-level breach of the sport's code of conduct. Rugby Australia acknowledges its decision will be regarded as a landmark in sports management worldwide. Samantha Donovan reports.
After standing down Israel Folau last month, Rugby Australia today decided his social media posts warrant the termination of his contract. Rugby Australia CEO Raylene Castle says it's a painful situation.
Rugby Australia did not choose to be in this situation, but Rugby Australia's position remains that Israel, through his actions, left us with no choice but to pursue the course of action resulting in today's outcome. But our clear message to all rugby fans today is that we need to stand by our values and the qualities of inclusion, passion, integrity, discipline, respect and teamwork.
Ms Castle says all of Rugby Australia's professional players have been contacted.
To make it clear that Rugby Australia fully supports their right to their own beliefs and nothing that has happened changes that. But when we are talking about inclusiveness in our game, we're talking about respecting differences as well. When we say rugby is a game for all, we mean it. People need to feel safe and welcomed in our game, regardless of their gender, race, background, religion or sexuality.
Israel Folau has released a statement expressing his sadness at the decision and confirming he's considering his options, though he gives no hint of what they may be. His statement continues...
It has been a privilege and an honour to represent Australia and my home state of New South Wales, playing the game I love. As Australians, we are born with certain rights, including the right to freedom of religion and the right to freedom of expression. The Christian faith has always been a part of my life, and I believe it is my duty as a Christian to share God's word. Upholding my religious beliefs should not prevent my ability to work or play for my club and country.
Lawyer Catherine Ordway is an assistant professor of sports management at the University of Canberra. She believes Rugby Australia has gone too far by sacking Folau.
I think I'm disappointed that they've used such a blunt instrument, because I think the termination of a contract is a very serious matter, particularly when you're dealing with an athlete's career that is very short. It's also very serious from their side, because it's not as though you can go to the supermarket and pick up another player of his calibre. In a way, I suppose, they were comparing it to a situation off-field where the impact that you have is in relation to one person, whether we're talking about family violence or violence in the community, in a pub or something like that, where in this case, Israel's profile is so enormous that he impacts hundreds of thousands of people, and it has led to hurt and pain in the community much more broadly than I think he appreciates.
What other options would you like to have seen Rugby Australia use to resolve the situation?
I think a suspension might have been more appropriate. If they'd exercised some flexibility around a suspension, there might have been an opportunity to save the relationship. But they've obviously decided there's no way that they can.
Catherine Ordway agrees with Rugby Australia's view that its decision to terminate Folau's contract is a landmark in sports management worldwide.
Not just for rugby in Australia and rugby internationally, but also for other sports. Any of the players' unions around the world would be looking at this decision and saying, we need to have a think about this and what impact this has on future collective bargaining agreements and future arrangements that we make with athletes, both in a team setting and for those individual athletes.
Rugby Australia wouldn't comment on reports Folau intends to appeal its decision in the Supreme Court of New South Wales.
Samantha Donovan with that report.